Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people. He's expected to speak about the two nations' complicated past, the course to normalization, and a vision for the future. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held talks, which the U.S. leader later described as frank and candid, and then met with the press. Mr. Obama acknowledged the two sides remained at odds over democracy and human rights.
I said consistently, after more than five very difficult decades, the relationship between our governments will not be transformed overnight. We continue, as President Castro indicated, to have some very serious differences, including on democracy and human rights.
When questioned about political prisoners, Mr. Castro reacted angrily. He demanded to be shown a list of such detainees. Cuba's position is that it holds no political prisoners. Mr. Castro also welcomed the easing of trade and travel restrictions, but stressed the need for U.S. action to lift the more than five-decade-long trade embargo. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on five counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A three-judge panel in The Hague ruled unanimously that Bemba was criminally responsible for acts of murder, rape, and pillage carried out by his militia fighters in Central African Republic in 2002 and 2003. Judge Sylvia Steiner said evidence clearly showed his fighters deliberately targeted civilians.
The chamber concluded that the civilian population was the primary, as opposed to incidental, target of the attack.
Bemba pleaded not guilty to the charges. He was arrested in Belgium in May 2008, transferred to ICC custody that July. This is VOA News.